purpose, obedience, prayer. Girls, let's study the Word, discover our purpose, remain in obedience, and fervently pray. Christian Girls Pop.
Hey girl, welcome back to another episode of Christian Girls Pop. My name is Stephanie and I am the founder of this girls group. I'm so excited that you could join me for yet another episode. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. If you're a repeat listener, hey girl, welcome back. We are studying the topic of fear all month long, and this is the second episode for that topic. Last week, we introduced the topic of fear. We talked about what it is, what it looks like in our lives, and you may have heard me give fear a new acronym. Sometimes people refer to fear as false evidence appearing real, which is cool, but I want to do something a little bit different, a little bit outside the box, and it's something that the Lord laid on my heart, and the new acronym is Forget, Embrace, Answer, and Remember. I'll go over it a little bit more in detail, but before we get into this episode, let's pray. Jesus, thank you so much for another opportunity to share your word. Lord, I pray for every ear that is tuning into this podcast. I pray that they not only listen, but apply and act on these words. Lord, I pray that we become not just women of listening or not just women of hearing, but women of action, women that do and go and do what you have called us to do. No longer will we walk in fear. No longer will we walk in this hesitation and this doubt and all the things that consume us, but we will walk in faith. We love you. We praise you. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So, like I said, a little bit of recap from last week. The acronym that I gave fear was Forget, Embrace, Answer, and Remember. And essentially, I was encouraging you to forget the past, forget the things that hold you back, embrace the present, embrace the truth and goodness of God, answer the call on your life, answer the things that God has asked of you, and remember the truth and the promises of God that He is faithful and that He has never failed us and He won't start now. So that's our new acronym. If we're going to live in fear, that's the only type of fear we are going to be living in. Everything else must go. This week, we're talking about the symptoms of fear. The symptoms of fear, or how fear affects us. I want to paint the picture of how this podcast is going to be set up. And I'm actually going to make this a two-part series. The first part will happen this week. The second part of this scenario I'm setting up will happen next week. And you're going to have to tune in to find out what happens. So this first part, I want to set the scene for you. You are at the doctor's office. You've had some symptoms for a while. You've tried to put them off. They've only gotten worse. And now you have decided to come to the doctor and you are awaiting a diagnosis. You want to know what's wrong. You want to know how to be helped. So you're at the doctor's office. You're filling out some paperwork. They ask you to list a little bit of why you decided to come. And they said you can explain the rest to the doctor when she walks in the room. In this scenario, I am the doctor. So you list down some of the symptoms that you have been experiencing. Anxiety, worry, doubt, this inability to move fast, or this feeling of being stuck. These are some of the symptoms that you've had. So you write those down, you turn in your paperwork, and you await for them to call you back to the room. They get you back in the room, and now you're waiting on me, the doctor, to walk in. I walk in a couple minutes later. Hey, girl. Long time no see. How have you been doing? What's been going on? What brought you in today? Well, you say, I've been feeling some anxiety. I've been feeling some worry. I've been feeling some doubt. I've been feeling like I've been moving slow. And it's just weird. I don't really know what's going on, but the more I try to fix these symptoms, they only get worse. I have no idea what's wrong, and I came to you for guidance. I came to you for help. Well, I take a close look at your symptoms. I do an assessment. I hear you out. I hear what you've been saying. And I have your diagnosis for you. You have been diagnosed with fear. Sounds pretty scary, right? Next week, I'll talk about what that means for you, how it affects your body, what the outcome will be if it's not treated. But this week, I want to explore these symptoms you've been having and explain to you why you've been having these symptoms. Let's start with anxiety. You mentioned anxiety first as one of the main symptoms that you've been having. Now, granted, there are several reasons for why someone may experience anxiety, but in your case, you have a fear of losing control. You have a fear of losing control of your plans, control of life occurrences, control of the future. You fear losing that control, and it is beginning to consume you. The next symptom you stated was worry. The reason you have been struggling with worry is because you have a fear of the unknown. You fear not knowing what the next move is, what the next step is. You fear what is to come, and so you begin to worry. Your third symptom that you stated that you've been experiencing is doubt. You fear that things won't work out right. You fear that things won't go well. Because of your fear, you assume the worst and never expect the best. Lastly, you stated that you feel like you were just stuck or just moving slow. You've been feeling that way because of hesitation. The hesitation has come because of your fear. All of these symptoms are textbook definition of fear. Fear has been causing all of these symptoms. I know it's not what you thought it would be, but fear is beginning to consume so many parts of your life. So it's not just the fear that you've heard of the fear of stepping out on faith, but it's the fear of other things, fear of losing control, fear of the unknown, fear of things not working right, fear of actually going for it. You may have heard of others who struggle with fear, and theirs may be of a different sort, but this is your diagnosis. I want you to know that there is help. There is things that I can do to help you get rid of these symptoms and be healed from your diagnosis of fear. But before I get to that, before I tell you those things, I want to encourage you. I want you to know that this is not where it ends for you. This is not what it has to be for you. This is not what has to be the final verdict of your life. You do not have to always walk in fear. You do not have to always struggle with anxiety. I know it's been a family thing. I know so many people in your family have struggled with it. That does not mean that you have to continue with this issue. You don't have to worry. I want you to know that God is the author of our faith. God is sovereign. God is the one who orders our steps. In scripture, it tells us that the Lord orders our steps. He ordains our steps if we allow him to. I want you to be encouraged that you do not have to always struggle with worrying. You do not have to worry yourself sick thinking about the next thing that is going to happen or not knowing what's going to happen next. So just being so fearful of the days to come. You do not have to wake up in fear. You do not have to wake up in worry. You do not have to go through the day wringing your fingers and worrying and stressing and pulling your hair out. That is not what God has for you. You do not have to always doubt. You can trust that the Lord is good and that he's faithful and that he's powerful and mighty enough to know what is good for you and to give you those things. You have to trust that our God is an Ephesians 3:20 kind of God, that he will bless you in abundance. He will go exceedingly abundantly above all that you could think or ask or imagine. So you don't have to assume that things won't go right. You don't have to assume the worst, but you can trust, hope, and expect the best because you know who your Father in heaven is. Lastly, you don't have to feel like you're moving slow. You don't have to feel like you're in hesitation. You can go full force into what God has called you to do and to what God has asked you to do because you can trust that what God has called you to, he will call you through and he will be with you in every step. You can look back on the story of Peter and see how he stepped out of the boat and he was able to walk on water with Jesus because of his faith. You can do the same. You can step out of your spiritual boat and go and do what God has called you to do. Anxiety, worry, doubt, moving slow, hesitation. These things do not have to be your final say over your life. These things do not have to be where it ends for you. This is where you have the opportunity to change. You're at the right place. I set the scenario up as a doctor's office, but if you are spiritually at the feet of Jesus, getting the help that you need, you have found the right place. Now, I mentioned that there are cures for this diagnosis, and you're going to have to tune in next week to find that out. We also will talk about the outcomes of this diagnosis if left untreated. Now, I mentioned that these things do not have to be your final say, but you can choose to let them be your final say if you decide not to go and do something different. You have the choice to make. Will fear consume you, or will fear be a thing of the past? You see, fear can affect so many different areas of your life. It will spread like wildfire and consume you if you let it. Anxiety, worry, and doubt are results of fear. They are symptoms of fear. They can overtake you if you allow them to. The choice is yours. The answer, the cure, the remedy is faith. If we decide to overrule our fear with faith, that is when things start happening. Faith is your key. Don't let fear overtake your life. You have the power through Jesus Christ to stand up to fear and walk in faith. God is with you every step of the way. You're not alone. So go with God, and He'll go with you. Stay tuned for next week's episode to hear the part two of this series. Thanks so much for joining me for this episode. I pray that you were encouraged. If this hit home for you, if you know that you struggle with one of the things that I mentioned, I am praying for you. Know that you have a sister praying and fighting on your behalf. Feel free to reach out with any questions, with any testimonials, with advice, whatever it is, reach out. I want to chat with you. I want to hear of what is going on in your life and be able to meet you where you are and pray with you. If you haven't already, you can follow us on social media. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Christian Girls Pop. You can send any emails to christiangirlspop@gmail.com. And if you would like to donate, you can donate via PayPal to cgpopdonate@gmail.com. cgpopdonate@gmail.com. Our monthly Bible study will be hosted October 24th, and there will be two opportunities for you to join. There will be a 6 p.m. session on Instagram Live and a 7 p.m. session on Facebook Live. Both time zones are for Central Standard Time. Once again, that's Saturday, October 24th. There's two opportunities for you to join, 6 p.m. on Instagram, 7 p.m. on Facebook. Save the date and get ready to join us for Bible study. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode. And as always, remember, Jesus already loves you so much. Don't you ever forget it.